welcome to Game Spectrum's RuneScape Podcast, Episode 3. I'm Ed.
And I'm John.
And we're going to tell you all the RuneScape updates, quest guides, and skill guides. Take it away, John, with the updates.
Well, for any of you that have been watching RuneScape for like the past year, you're going to notice that the best thing that's ever happened is that we've now got construction.
No, we can have our own houses. I covered that last week.
But I want to talk about it.
Right, go on to the next one.
Started again.
Right, I'll do it. I'll do the first bit. The Warriors Guild appears just on the outskirts of Burthorpe. And, it has loads of different mini-games, and you get rewards, and it's meant to be really good. There's, like, shot put, stuff like that, training dummies and kind of whack-a-mole setting. I'm sort of just reading out the updates, but oh well. And there's a new, really good new sword. Okay, so John, pest control.
You can now buy Void Knight armor and a Guthixian mace with your points. You can also exchange them for mineral seeds and herbs, which will be so much fun.
Yeah, it's new armor, and you can look like the actual knights do, which is pretty cool. And I don't think many people like actually have played Pest Control, but it's a really cool game. So we'll perhaps cover that in our next podcast. And there's a new quest out, which we haven't been bothered. Oh, it's not actually out yet. It follows on from Lost Tribe Quest, and Lost Tribe Quest follows on from Goblin Diplomacy Quest. And today we're doing quest guides on Goblin Diplomacy and the Lost Tribe Quest. So John, do you want to do next one?
No, sorry, I've lost everything. Quick, Ed, help.
Anyone had any trouble brewing? Right. I guess someone like, well, basically, yeah, there's a new mini game, and you can, like, make beer. I can't be bothered. Right, next one. Right. Finally. Oh. Yeah. We have a free-to-play mini. Free-to-play new release this month. And basically, it's like his Tower of Terror, where he asks you, like, security questions about the game. Saying, like, how can you stop your account from being hacked? And it's like built into the game, and you get like I think a new type of armor at the top, which is pretty cool because there hasn't been any free to play updates for a long, long time. By the way, I forgot. This is John, who's the other guy speaking. He's did my other podcast with me, but he hasn't been on the last 2 weeks because he didn't want to at first, and then he's been on holiday anyway. So now he should be a regular host. And he plays RuneScape as well. So do you want to start off with the attack? Do you want to start off with the combat? Well, what's he called?
Combat skill training guide.
Ding Fries 189 was talking to me, and he wants me to say a shout out to him. So hey, hello Ding Fries. And he requests us doing a Rerok combat training guide, Rerok sewers. But I've never really been down to Rerok sewers. I had a quick investigate today, but I took loads of good stuff with me, and I saw some red spiders, so I teleported out. But I'll try and get that done for the week after, or sometime in the near future. So instead, we're still going to do a combat guide. So take it away, John.
Right, well, we recommend that for level 1 to 20, you do cows, because they're very easy and they don't kill you. For levels 20 to 30, you should try doing some zombies in drain or sewer.
Yeah, by the way, cows, you can get the leather, as we said in our last podcast, sell it, which is a good way. Okay, yeah, Go on.
For level 30 to 45, you can do giants.
Hill giants, which are located in about level 20 wilderness, and they drop big bones, which you can sell for 200 each. And they can occasionally drop chaos talismans if you're a member, and a few other cool things.
Right. For levels 45 to 60, you can kill stupid little hobgoblins and maybe ice giants.
Yeah, located where you do Knight's Sword Quest. Basically go to Rimmington and keep going south, and you'll come to this, like, sort of small hill, and there's an exclamation mark sign on the top where there's a ladder entrance underground, and there's also, yeah, there's loads of high-powered monsters there.
For those of you that are getting onto the more serious training for 60s to 80, you want green dragons, ice giants, and chaos dwarves.
Yep, ice giant. Well, green dragons drop loads of cool stuff, as well as their hide and bones. So that's cool.
And for the level 80 pluses, you've got to pretty much do less and greater demons. And
yeah, dragons as well, if you remember, like black dragons, which is in the lava maze. You could probably kill lesser demons, like level 60. I killed one when I was a mage at level 40. Yeah, lesser demons have a 1 in 1,200 chance of getting a rune medium helm.
Right.
So, if I've worked out, if you only use Fire Strike, if you use Fire Strike and you're a mage, it would, if you got one in every 1,200 lesser demons you killed, you'd get your money back for your runes.
Okay. Confusing.
Yeah, and lesser demons can be located in Karanja down the tunnel where you do Dragon Slayer quest. Green dragons are located about level 25 wilderness and where you do Dragon Slayer quest in Karanja. And greater demons are located, like, just go deep into the wilderness, you'll see a load.
Anyway, that's our little combat skill training guide.
No, we've got some more.
We do?
Yeah, we got, like, we got about the weapons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right, I'll go through the weapons, John, you can do something after. As daggers, pretty crap. Basically, they're just good for speed, and also you can poison them. But they're pretty crap. And then as like maces, they're good for like people who are like prayer dudes. And they crush stuff, like crush armor. And then there's scimitars, which are just basically fast. Battle axes. I don't really know what advantages they have. Two-handed swords just do very high damage, but they're obviously not very quick. Halberds are good for training, if you're a member, because you can just go to the lesser demon, the wizard tower, if you're like a low-level member, and just kill it loads of times without it being able to attack you. Because you can attack from two squares away. And then that's about it. Oh, that's about it. Oh, except for all the good weapons. There's a whip, which you can, it basically really fast, high damage. Yeah, that's about it. John, off you go with.
Right, quest guides.
Yeah.
Goblin Diplomacy and the Lost Tribe. Lost Tribe follows on from Goblin Diplomacy. They're both pretty easy. Goblin Diplomacy is non-members. Lost Tribe is a member.
Do right. Goblin Diplomacy, yeah.
You start Goblin Diplomacy by talking to the bartender of the bar in Port Sarim. You don't need any like particular skills for this. All you need is 3 bits of goblin mail, red, yellow, and blue dyes, and about
20
just a
GP.
Bit of money.
Yeah, 20 GP.
Yeah, so you talk to the bartender, and he says that the goblins have scared away all his customers. So you've got to go to the goblin village, speak to the general.
Yeah, the goblin village is sort of like a bit north of Thalador. And don't be scared of the goblins, I'm like level 6.
Talk to them and try and solve their problem. Then you've got to get the armour, like just by killing the goblins, which are everywhere in the village.
Yeah, your then best bet is just to, unless you want to do a next quest, or this is your only quest you have to do or something, you just walk around, and whenever you see a goblin mail, or see it in a general store, just buy it. Because it's a pain, because they don't drop them out often. So, yeah, so to get the dyes, red dyes have 3 red berries, yellow dye is 2 onions, and blue dye you can get from wooden leaves, which are found far east of Thalador Gardens. And red berries are found keep going east from the Wizard Circle in the Rock. Onions are found slightly north of Remington. John, do you want to?
Yeah, so once you've got the dyes, you go to Witch in Draenor. Then you've got to use the red and yellow dyes together to make orange. Use it with one of your males to make the orange one. Take that to the generals who don't like it. Now use the blue dye and a bit of goblin mail and give that to them.
Yeah, just like, you have to go to Aggie the Witch in Draenor, which is slightly north of the bank, and talk to her. You go, can you make me some dye? And she goes, yes. And you go, which one? You choose which one. And you pay her 5 GP.
Let's right.
Make that clear.
Then they decide that they don't like that, and that they want their old brown armour. So you just kill some more goblins until you get a normal bit of mail and bring it back to them.
Yeah, but it's wise to get all 3 pieces before, so you don't have to keep running back and forth, giving them the armour.
Yeah.
Yep, and so you've done it. You get a gold bar, you get somewhere around 200 crafting experience, and you get 5 QP, which is a stupid amount for how easy the quest is. Okay, so that's Goblin Diplomacy. We gave it a rating of probably like 2 out of 10. It's basically just time, there's no skill required. So, next quest, I'll start with it. Lost Tribe. You need like level 17 mining, and 13 agility, and 13 thieving. And you have to have completed Goblin Diplomacy, which is why we changed it the last minute, because we realised it would be a good idea, because we always want to do non-members and the members. You need to do Rune Mysteries quest. And Rune Mysteries quest, we should have a quest guide on our website when our website's up. I'll talk about that later. Right, so you need a pickaxe, which you can just buy, or you probably have one. A lantern, which you're going to either make yourself, buy off another member, or if you go slightly into Draenor Swamps, Lumbridge Swamps actually, there's this man who sells them for 1k each. You also need teleport runes are quite good, because you have to keep going to like the Rock, to Thalador, etc. So basically you talk to Sigmund, which is in the second floor of Lumbridge Castle, and then he tells you that someone's broken into the castle or something like that, and you have to go and speak to Castle Kirk priest in a nearby church, Bob, which is Bob who sells axes, and Hans, who's like his helper, he like helps like noobs, and then you go back and talk to him and tell him what they told you. So John, do you wanna
Right. You start off by going to Lumbridge Castle.
I've just done that.
Oh, sorry. I haven't been paying attention.
I'm just up to the bit where you go and talk to the castle cook and you go back to Sigmund.
Right.
So you now head down into the cellar and mine.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of the tunnel wall so you can go and have a look around. And you've got to walk in a little way, but you should... If you don't have a light, you've got to do it real quick.
Yeah, because these little pesky buggers eat you. And then, like, doing, like 3 health a second, so you'll die.
Yeah, you just got to pick it up and look at it. Then go to...
No, you have to keep it with you, don't you?
Yeah, pick it up and look at it and keep it.
All right, yeah.
Then you've got to go back to the Duke and his advisor and talk to them. And they tell you to go and speak to the librarian in Varrock Castle,
which is north of Jacenta. So then he goes on about... He doesn't really know much, and you have to look in the bookcases. And the one you have to look is, like, it's sort of a darker bookcase than the others. And that has the Goblin Tribe book in it. And then you have to read all the way through it. You have to read all of it, otherwise you won't be able to complete the quest. And if you don't want to cheat and use a map, this book is very helpful. So now you've got to go back to Goblin Village, which is north of Falador. And then you speak to the dudes, like the generals, and then they teach you some motions, which are Goblin Bow and Goblin Dance, so that's part of your quest reward, because you couldn't do them before. And basically you have to use these to greet the goblins, because they know you're a friend or something like that. So now I'll go back to Sigmund and tell him about what you've done. And now you've got to go back into the caves and go through the tunnel and go and then take your path to your left. Don't go to the right, because that's a Slayer cave. So go to the left, you'll probably be able to find a map on the net somewhere. Just type in Lumbridge Cellar map or something. Lost Tribe map, because it's really complicated. But if you got a lot of time, or you like not to cheat, or you're sort of cheating listening to us, but if you like not to cheat, just go around and work it out. But otherwise, we should have a quest guide map up pretty soon on our website. And then you go and talk to the goblin. He goes, and then you have to like dance or something for bow to him. And he goes, "Oh my god, you're our friend," and stuff. So he tells you about what happened. So now you got to go back, which you can just teleport to Lumbridge, or you talk to him and he'll take you out himself. So now you don't have to keep going back and forth. And then go and talk to the guys in the castle. So, John, do you want to do us a bit?
Yeah. After you talk to the Duke again, he tells you that all his silver has been stolen. So, you got to pickpocket Sigmund, the advisor, unlock the chest in the room next door, and you got to wear the ham robes that you find. Then you got to go to the ham headquarters, which is found by going to that small building in the to the northwest of Lumbridge. Then what? Let me remember.
You have to unlock the trap door.
Oh yeah. Go down and you gotta wander around for a bit and find...
It's one of the first nearer crates to you when you get down the ladder. And you find some silver crap.
Yeah, and basically you just got to take that back to the Duke, and
the
advisor gets fired, and you get to see a little cutscene video,
which is cool.
Not really, it's boring. It just shows the goblin going, "I want peace," and he goes, "Okay." End of story.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy. Right, and rewards, you get Ring of Life, 3K mining experience, ability to get mining helmets, bone spears, and clubs from the guards and the miners in the cellar, well, in the goblin place, and they're worth like up to 5K, so it's pretty cool. You get the emotions, as I said, and you get 1 QP, which is pretty crap, because I don't understand why you get 1 QP for this one, but for Goblin Diplomacy, which is hell of a lot easier, you get 5. Right, so, that's that. Money tip, money-making tip of the week. Let me think of one. Flax. Hopefully I haven't covered this in one of our earlier podcasts. Right, go to Sears Village, go to the bank, put everything you have in the bank, everything in your back, so you can hold as many items as possible. Go south till you see a flax field on your left, go into the flax field, pick up all the flax you can, then go back out and head to the bank, but then when you see the first building on your left, stop and go in it. Go up the ladder and go onto the spinning wheel. Click on the spinning wheel and you'll get what you want to make, and you can make wool, flax, or magic tree roots or something like that. Right click on flax and click spin all, and it will make you a load of bowstrings. Take them back to your bank and repeat this process as many times as you want until you feel like you've got enough. And then you can either go to the bank or back to where you spun them with all of them noted, all the bowstrings noted, and just keep typing in sell and BS, or you can just right click on someone who's saying buy and BS, because BS means bowstrings, obviously. And then you should be offered somewhere around 150 to 200 each. People tend to offer about 160 to 175. But it's a real quick way to make money much faster in Mining Essence. You can get about 20k in about 15 minutes, which is pretty cool. That is pretty boring. That's its only downside. Okay, so that's our money-making tip of the week. And our thing to check out on RuneScape this week is the Castle Wars minigame. Most of you probably know about it. But if you don't, you can just get an emerald ring and enchant it and teleport. Or you can just go south of Aldradine. So that's basically most of our podcast. We've just got to say a shout out. Oh, I did that, didn't I? To Dingbats. I can't remember, I've lost the sheet. Right, something like... Sorry, my microphone fell off. So shout out to Dingbat. I forgot his name, but I said it earlier, so who cares. Also, we're really trying to work on our forum. I emailed our hosting company about if we can get a forum on our website, and they haven't replied back. So I'm just waiting for a reply, okay? And if not, I'll just get a free one on another website. But until then, we haven't got one. We've also got a mailing list. If you want to be kept on our newsletter, just send me an email saying anything, and I'll add you to our mailing list. It's like it'll probably be like a weekly or like fortnightly newsletter about what we've been doing, what our next podcasts are gonna be on, any like breaking news on RuneScape. I'm making our website. I've made all the menus and stuff, so I've just got to write all the quest guides. This is where we really need you to help. Right, I've got about 120 guides. I've done about 20 of them. If you have any guides at all that you want to write or have written, please email them in and I'll put them up. They don't have to be very long, just as long as they cover everything. It can be about anything at all. We need ones on quests, of course, and we need ones on skill guides. But if you don't want to do that, you can write one about anything you want. Say, how not to get scammed, where to find black dragons, anything at all. So, we'd be really grateful for any of them. So thanks for listening to this podcast. And this is Edward saying goodbye.
And John saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.